Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Max Hurst here with you on this Tuesday morning. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
Hey, doing well. Good morning.
Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, Josh. Lots to get to you today on the show. So, Josh, I want to start on the baseball front. Obviously, it's incredible what Tennessee is doing. 31-1 overall, 12-0 in the SEC, the first team to start 12-0 in the SEC. What do you think, as you watch this team play, are they the national championship favorite in your mind right now? And how much is the Mike Honcho T-shirt craze taking over the city of Knoxville right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, with the national championship, it seems the sports books would say yes, and it's been quite a rise over the last few weeks as Tennessee has done what it has in SEC play with four sweeps, and just the impressive road sweeps of Ole Miss and Vanderbilt, I think, caught so much attention. So the credibility is there when you look at the record and the wins and the quality of wins and the way that Tennessee has played. This past weekend was the first time it's really felt like in SEC play Tennessee was pushed, where they had middle of the game deficits to make up. And even in that case, Friday and Saturday, Tennessee was able to not only come back and win, but in the end, win by a decisive margin. Sunday got close late, but Tennessee had actually built a nice lead to keep the Tigers from coming back to win. And then on top of that, you have the excitement. You have the Mike Honcho craze, as you bring up, in the middle of a Vanderbilt series that is going to be tense, and it's a big series for both sides. And now you have controversy, and Tony Vitello is able to turn that into something positive and fun for fans to rally around. And I think Tennessee has a bit of a mindset of it's us versus everybody. There's the villain talk that Tennessee might be playing in college baseball, but there is no doubt fans are into what this team is doing right now.
Yeah, my gosh, Arkansas fans are triggered. Like, calm down, people. I'm just, you know, as I follow enough people involved Twitter to sort of have a feel for. It feels like Arkansas, for whatever reason, is just totally offended by everything Tennessee does. But, Josh, last year, huge breakthrough year. Tony Vitello, it was turned around to some extent pretty quickly. But last year, obviously, the huge breakthrough year, people get excited. Do you sense that there's now a growing fan base, more of a fan base, now that you sort of have that expectation and that, you know, this team is 31-1 and I think absolutely the best team in college baseball?
I do think it's grown. I think that there was a carryover effect from last year into this season earlier than I expected. I thought it would be, okay, you get through basketball season and then fans would check in and would say, okay, how is this team doing? Now, it started off better than expected. It had these massive wins against some lesser opponents who were putting up 20 runs. But then I think that Tennessee fans actually did carry over what the team was able to do in the World Series last year and got excited about, okay, let's keep it going because basketball was doing well. So it was kind of, I don't know if it was the opposite of what I expected, but because basketball was doing well and baseball looked like it was good, just kind of an overall positive vibe around Tennessee, and fans jumped in more quickly than I expected with this baseball season, and now where we are, it's just really taken off. So it has gotten to the point that football obviously is going to be king, and the Nico news a few weeks ago was huge for Tennessee, but the shares are more evenly split than we typically see at this time of year, from spring practice to end of basketball season, off season, what's going to happen there. And baseball getting a lot more attention because they're so good. People are watching on Friday, Saturday nights, complaining if it's not on TV and they have to go find the stream or if it gets bumped for an inning or two because fans want to see this team play. And that's probably where the personality comes back in. Tennessee is really good, and that's the most important thing, because if this were a 7-5, 8-4 team in SEC play, the excitement would not be nearly as high. But the winning and the big home runs of Jordan Beck Grand Slam this past weekend and the Mike Honcho and the excitement around Ben Joyce, who doesn't play as big of a role as people might think to this point coming out of the bullpen for Tennessee, but he's throwing 103, 104 miles an hour. That got a lot of early season attention. And then these young arms that are doing well and Blake Tidwell coming back, it's kind of layered. There are so many storylines to go with this team that, again, is really good. It could be historically good by the end of the season.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And Josh, Brandon Huntley Hatfield entering the transfer portal. How big of a loss is this for Tennessee, and where do Rick Barnes and company go from here in your mind?
Well, the reason I think it's a loss immediately is because I thought one thing that Tennessee needed to add to its offensive game from this past season was inside scoring, and I thought the best threat to do that from last season to next season would have been Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Part of the issue there would be that maybe he doesn't think that's his game and that he should be more of a perimeter player with his size. And I don't think that's his best route to success, and I don't think that would have been best for Tennessee. So now that he's gone, I do think he's an important player to replace in trying to find some inside scoring, because Tennessee relying on its outside shot was great for a lot of the season after they really started to pick things up in late January into February. But we also saw how it could cost them at times if the outside shot was not falling. So Olivier Kamwa coming back will help. I think Jonas Adu can improve and he can help. But just from a natural scoring ability, I thought Huntley Hatfield offered the highest upside of their post presence. So I would be looking for a transfer that is more established, that can come in and score right away. This can work out fine for Tennessee. My fear is that this ends up being a loss for Tennessee and a mistake by Brandon Huntley Hatfield to leave Tennessee. I think his best route would have been to return, continue to build his inside-out game, and that would have been best for Tennessee. So he is an important player based on the potential that Tennessee saw in him to have to replace.
No, I agree. It's a tough one. A lot of people are going to be after him, but I think it would have been a really good year for him next year in that program. Josh, I normally try to not pay much attention to spring football because I can't stand spring football, but I know it's important. Got to get the work in.
Yeah.
Just wondering, anything, if there's one thing that's jumped out at you from the Vols and their drills, and also what was the excitement level with Nico Iemelavia? I think I butchered that, didn't
you?
I?
You did, I think.
Help me. Josh is very good with pronunciations. Nico, give me one time, and then I'm going to get it right.
Iemelavia.
Did you say that way yesterday, Robbie?
Yeah, okay. But right, don't go bad. So for like a month and a half, we were talking about him as a prospect before he committed, and I had a pronunciation that I thought was 100% correct, and it was 100% wrong. And I had been saying it with such great conviction, and I had to retrain myself.
That's right.
It's a work in progress for everybody. Fans are hoping that he will be that he'll just be Nico, that he'll be that good, so he becomes a one-name player, and you can stick with that. But that's gotten a ton of attention. He was in town this past weekend and visiting campus, and he played in a 7-on-7 tournament at Farragut High School just down the road from UT's campus. So that was the number one buzz, I'd say, with Tennessee football, that and the other highly touted prospects that were in town at wide receiver. But in spring, there's not a lot, and part of the issue is that you have key players on defense that have just been held out because of off-season injury and surgery, so they're not going, which is totally normal, happens with every team. But the defensive backfield would have been my biggest question personnel-wise to pay attention to, with guys like Kamal Haddon and Turnage coming back and the Nico Slaughter, what role they could play. And we're just not going to get those answers until August into September. One thing that would stand out from a positive would be Jalen Hyatt, as you have to replace Valus Jones, who was really good for them at wide receiver and did a number of different things, and Javonte Payton, who was a big play threat in the offense, and those guys are gone. Hyatt was a guy we talked about last year that could be that kind of player, and it just didn't work out. The thing that stands out would be his honesty, his willingness to say, I didn't work as hard after a good freshman season where he did some nice things. He didn't have a huge year. But because of what he did in spurts as a freshman, the thought was, okay, now he makes a leap as a sophomore. Didn't happen. But he's been in communication with Valus Jones. He has committed to the weight room. He made a big play in a scrimmage. That's one of those where, Joe, you're right on spring. Who is he going up against? I don't think he was going up against SEC quality corners that he's going to see this fall. But it's more about his commitment and his understanding that, hey, I haven't done enough at this point. I need to work harder. And if that happens, he can still be a really good player for Tennessee. So that's a bright spot as they do look for playmaking help at wide receiver.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Josh, great stuff as always. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Hey, you got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, Josh.
Absolutely. Josh Ward, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. That is interesting. We talked about that the other day with Jalen Hyatt. If he commits himself to working, physically, I think the tools are there for him to be, I don't know about a great player in the SEC, but a really, really good player for Tennessee in this offense, especially. That was kind of the one thing that shocked me last year, was as good as everybody was on the offensive side of the ball in Josh Heupel's first year, he was basically a non-factor the whole year.
Yeah, here and there he'd make a big play. But I thought he'd be their top receiver, but it also had something to do with Tillman and Peyton emerging and being consistent and getting on the same wavelength, especially getting the same wavelength with Hendon Hooker. But I think huge opportunity. I mean, really, they need Jalin Hyatt to step in. They have some other good young guys. I mean, they've got talent there, but they need – this is exactly the time for him. So I agree with Josh. That's probably the most significant thing I've seen out of UT spring practice is him sort of falling on the sword and taking responsibility for last season. There's no question he has the ability.
Nico Iamaliava.
Iamaliava. Yeah, how'd you say it yesterday?
I don't even remember. Because now I've trained myself again.
Iamaliava. So the ma is actually emphasized. Nico Iamaliava. But I agree that Nico is going to be, he's going to be.
That's what people are going to say.
Madonna.
Yes.
Or
hey, it's Nico.
Who are the top one? Who are like, don't make me sound like a boomer, the top one name celebrities in the
LeBron.
World right now?
Good LeBron.
That's true. LeBron is.
Yeah. Everybody calls him LeBron James. LeBron.
Yeah. This guy, what about in the entertainment industry? Who's like the top one name celebrity in the entertainment industry now? Come on, I'm looking at you, Max Herz. Come on, young guy.
People.
Max doesn't know. Max just knows. Max is sports guy.
Bono.
I've never
even
listened to music, Joe.
You don't?
I don't have time. Too many games to watch.
Bono's a good one.
Yeah.
That's again.
Not anywhere.
Now makes you sound like a boomer, but yeah. Nico will be, yes. And I don't care what the quarterback situation is next year. Maybe he starts right away. But if he doesn't, the Nico calls are going to be just emanating from those stands.
Coming up next, Joe Rexroad's favorite coach in college football making some headlines again about NIL. Very interesting comments coming out of a certain school in South Carolina. We'll get to that coming up on the other side. Go Yard all summer long with $5 Dinger Tuesdays on FanDuel Sportsbook. This season, all customers will get $5 for every home run hit by both teams when you place a $25 to hit a home run wager on a Tuesday MLB game. So Major League Baseball is underway, and the best part about Dinger Tuesdays is even if your bet loses, FanDuel will pay you $5 for every single home run. So that's something that you're going to want to take advantage of. I like the Dodgers a lot this year. I think Freddie Freeman is going to get off to a good start here with L.A. this season. But you can take it any way you want to take it. The Reds back at home today, much to Ryan Porth's love as well. Maybe Joey Votto goes deep against the Cleveland Guardians today. Regardless of what you do, make sure you do it on FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet America's pastime than on America's number one sportsbook. Head over to FanDuel account or download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code ROB. Once again, that promo code is Rob. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. A max bonus of $25. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.